Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino. Welcome as you join us every week. We're heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. And with all of that, Roland, let us see what this broadcast brings, please.
Well, this broadcast is going to bring what has been discussed probably all across America for this past several days. And that's the efficacy, or what would you call it? No, the tragedy.
Yes.
Brian Williams.
Yes, I believe, I think tragedy is a better way to put it.
Well, you know, I want to read to you a blog that I put out on my website.
Please.
Okay. And it has to do with Brian Williams and everything else going on. Little did Lester Holt know when I worked with him nearly 30 years ago at WCBS-TV in New York that he would be elevated to the figurehead of NBC News. I'm sure he'd not wish it this way. But when actions and events collide and change the everyday dynamic, people are moved, nudged, elevated, and thrust into positions that they hardly thought about 2 days or 2 weeks earlier. Carl, I personally think NBC's suspension of Brian Williams is ill-advised. But corporate speak is different from what may be right and just. Brian Williams, to my mind, and I know him, is a good and decent man. He is a fine journalist in the collective of his career responsibilities. He made a major mistake, and he alone lives with that consequence. Whether he returns to lead NBC News remains to be seen. I think the military shot him down because of his faults and inappropriate claims of battle experiences, and that was right to do so. The sacredness of battle experiences, Carl, and you know this well, whether they are held within or whether they are publicly shared, are sacred. But it's not the military that administered the coup de grace, the public vilification and suspension for 6 months. It was NBC. It was the self-righteous pundits of journalism who slammed, niggled, carped, and attacked Brian, forsaking his many sound accomplishments. If the corporate conglomerate really gave a hang about journalism, Carl, they would demand their reportorial minions hold governmental feet and statements to the fire of truth and consequence. Now, a friend of mine said that the late CBS anchorman, Walter Cronkite, wouldn't work in today's market. Cronkite, you recall, was one of the most trusted men in America. I think that Mr. Cronkite would work in today's journalism, but not today's market arena. When news became the major moneymaker for the corporate entity, the journalism that speaks reason to power waned and ethical responsibility to truth moved to just a few.
Well, look, I agree, but I can say this. I think Brian Williams, I've never had the pleasure of meeting Brian, and we've passed corridors a number of times before, as they say, in our business. I believe he got caught up in what I define as the media end of this business today. And I just believe that even when I heard him mention it on Letterman, he talked about it on Letterman the last time he was on, it struck me as someone who has been in the military a little odd, but I let it go, you know, because you take the man, as you noted in your blog, for his word. And in that, I did. I believe he got caught up in the media hype of our business. And now there are other questions that are being raised about his reporting in New Orleans and his reporting in other venues. As I understand it from men like you in this business and women, this is a decent man. This is a decent man. And I'm sorry he got caught up in what he did. I'll make no further statements reference to that.
Let us continue the conversation about what's going on, and we'll bring in some other people about the state of journalism today in our next segment.
A quick side note, your thoughts about Walter Cronkite are absolutely correct. He would always be a journalist, but not necessarily in this end of the woods, if you will, because he wouldn't put up with the nonsense, and I don't blame him. This is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on along our merry way. Roland, do stay with us. We're back.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
Todd Thompson, Denver, Colorado.
What does the patch say?
Moonshine Lunch Run. We leave Colorado usually in a snowstorm to go do it.
The Moonshine Lunch Run. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Denver Tom, what's up with the Moonshine Lunch Run?
Oh, that's a little run out of Illinois. Comes April. In the middle of April, we leave Colorado usually in a snowstorm to go do it. Just a good little biker cookout. Something to do for the weekend. Moonshine Lunch Run. Yeah, you can go on moonshine.com and pull it up. It's a website. And they got a regular run out there every year.
Next date for the lunch run is April 11th, 2015. If you're leaving from Denver, there may be snow. Moonshine-lunchrun.com. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you like to get out of debt? You can do it in three simple steps.
First, pick a target. Say it's $50. Find a way to save that amount this month.
Second, find your lowest balance debt. Add the $50 to your regular payment. Month by month, you'll pay it off.
Third, double down. Take the money you were paying on the old debt. Add it to your regular payment on your next lowest balance obligation.
Keep going until you're debt-free. This process is called the debt snowball.
Picture a tiny little snowball at the top of a large hill. It gets bigger and bigger as it rolls downhill.
Your money is like that snowball. As you pay off your debts, you have more money to pay off more debt even faster. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.